Welcome to Bump Set Chat, the podcast where volleyball professionals come on, share their stories, experiences, and advice. And today, Doa Kutlu and Emma Workmeister from the University of Connecticut. Welcome to Bump Set Chat, a podcast for volleyball professionals, college players, and coaches come on and share their experiences and advice. And today I have two UConn Huskies. I have Emma Workmeister and Doa Kutlu. Thank you. Sorry about that. All right. So the way we start the podcast off is we do a few random questions. So are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So we'll go with Emma with this one. What was the last TV show or movie you watched?
Pretty Little Liars.
Okay.
I watched it with one of my roommates.
Nice.
Yes, we're rewatching the series.
Okay. And Doa, what is your favorite home-cooked meal?
Oh, that's a tough one. Does it have to be home-cooked?
No.
Okay, perfect. I do like kebab.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay, so Emma, you're hitting the road. What's on your playlist? Is it a podcast or is it some music? What's the playlist?
It's country music.
All right. Nothing wrong with that.
Not a popular opinion by my fellow teammates, especially Doa, but it's country music.
All right. So Doa, you're having an introduction to your game and you have theme music. What is your theme music that's being played? What is the song that gets played when you're introduced?
I will say...
We know it's not country music, and we know that.
It is not. It is not at all. Oh, okay. Pitch Perfect from Bella. Yeah. Bella's okay. Final from Pitch Perfect.
All right. There we go. All right, guys. Well, welcome to the podcast, and we'll get rolling in here. And we'll start with Emma. Where are you from, and when did you first start playing volleyball?
So I'm from upstate New York. I first started playing volleyball. I was 3 weeks old when I went to my first tournament.
Oh, my God.
Both my parents coached, so they brought me to the gym right away. So I basically started playing volleyball whenever I could actually, like, throw the ball.
Yeah.
But there's a picture of me, like, I think it was a few months old. I was sitting up, and I had the ball and, like, trying to hold on to it.
Yeah. Excellent. All right, Doa. When did you start? Where are you from, and when did you first start playing volleyball?
I'm from Turkey. I started to play volleyball when I was 7.
Okay. All right. And back home in Turkey, when, you know, do you guys play in school or do you have clubs that you play volleyball in?
We do have clubs.
Okay.
It's totally different than, yeah, United States. We play for clubs, but at the same time, we do have school volleyball too. But
yeah.
It's not important. I wouldn't say important, but it's not like they're not taking that seriously.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what is the hook volleyball has on you? What makes you love the game of volleyball so much?
Oh, I don't know. It's just totally different. Like when you watch basketball or like soccer or football, I don't know. I don't get the same energy that I get like when I watch volleyball.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it, but I just like it.
Yeah.
And I like to watch and like to play. So absolutely. I don't know. That's volleyball.
All right. And Emma, what is the hook volleyball has on you?
I would say the energy, like, within the team, like, being a part of such a close-knit team sport. Like, volleyball, there's six of you on the court all at once, and all six of you guys have to be, like, locked into the same goal.
Yeah.
Or else you're going to win. And that just, the energy, like, building off of, like, seeing other people crush the ball or get that stuff blocked and, like, huddling in the middle, like, it's just a feeling that, I don't know, like Doa said, it's, like, undescribable. It just...
Yeah.
And I think it's just always been a part of, like, watching it. Like, I loved seeing that. I always watched the older girls do it, and I was like, I want to be just like them. So just that feeling of, like, wow, like, I have a bunch of sisters with me through anything.
Mm-hmm. Nice. The other thing I really like about volleyball is the bench. The excitement the bench plays along with the game, you know. It's just it's a nice addition to, you know, to the team.
100%.
Exactly.
Yeah. I see some of the dances that you guys are doing, and it's just, you know, I asked Ellen if she ever just looks down and sees something and just shakes her head. She goes, no, I try not to look at them.
Yeah, I don't think she looks at us.
Yeah, that's so funny.
And who's the one that comes up with the craziest dances or the bench moves?
Okay, I see a couple of times Maggie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know Eli is doing too.
Yes.
I will say, like, those two.
Yeah.
Those two.
All right. And now, you know, back home in Turkey Doha, where does volleyball rank as far as popularity in sports? Like, you know, over here in some parts of the States, you know, you have basketball is more popular than volleyball. Where's volleyball fit over back home?
It's the most popular sport right now, actually.
Okay.
Especially for the women's volleyball.
Yeah.
They are doing pretty good. And I don't know if you know, there's like a thing called VNL.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They won that too last year. So it's pretty, pretty nice as like women winning like those championships.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty popular, actually. Like, it's top, I would say.
All right. And Emma, you know, from a volleyball standpoint, you played in school and club. How important was your club play to take you to that next level?
It was super important. Volleyball, like, in New York compared to, like, California or Texas isn't as big of a sport. So using club and being able to go to other places, like we went to Florida, we went to Las Vegas, being able to like leave and go to other states where a lot of the coaches were going was super important to get like noticed and be able to like showcase, you know, what we could give and being able to practice like throughout the whole year.
Yeah.
I mean, volleyball, I feel like, I don't know about you, but if I go like a month off, I'm so rusty and so being able to play throughout the whole year and like constantly getting reps and touches was just a significant game changer for where obviously we wanted to go.
Yeah. And what club did you play for back home?
Volley Effects.
Okay. And Doya, what club back home in Turkey did you play?
I played like a couple of different clubs. Yeah. So I played at called Karayolları and I played at Galatasaray.
Okay. And now, Doha, were you always a setter or did you play other positions too growing up?
Okay, I would say I was a setter. I played maybe like outside for a year and libero for a year, but that was it. It was like a while, like
And what's the, in your mind, what's the best thing about being a setter? Why do you love being a setter?
Oh, I do love being a setter because you have the control of the game. As being a setter, you have to have a relationship with your teammates and like you have to know them what they like to do or you have to know them like what they would like to run or like sets they like to hit, you know. So I think I like that part about being a setter.
Yeah.
Like I know everything about everyone and I feel like being a setter, you always have to touch the ball. Like, one out of the three touches.
Yeah. So. All right. And as a setter, which do you enjoy more? Do you enjoy getting that one-on-one block on somebody or doing a setter dump and just catching them off guard?
That's a hard question. Okay. I will say dump.
Yeah. All right. And now, Emma, what is, you know, you're an outside hitter. Were you always playing that role or did you play middle in school and club?
So I actually played setter.
Oh, no way.
Yes, I was a setter. I started off as a setter and was a setter. And then our coach needed an outside and we had a setter and they're like, all right, you can jump, you can hit, go do it. And I'm all right. So started being an outside and it wasn't like it was like, oh, I was crazy old and made the switch. I was young. But, and then was outside. Since then. So started off as a setter, but ended up as an outside.
Oh, so I had Micah Christensen on a while ago and he was the reverse. He started out as a hitter and then they converted him to a setter. And he said he liked being a hitter because, you know, when somebody walks into the gym and you as a hitter, you hit the ball, heads look around. As a setter, you know, you do a beautiful set. Nobody listens. You know, it's one of those things as a hitter.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
And now, Emma, what do you enjoy most? Getting that, you know, back row attack straight down or, you know, getting the block on somebody?
I like the attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the attack. I don't know, just the feel of like swinging at the ball and like being aggressive with it and then being able to like, put it somewhere. And then also like the connection that like to like look right at the setter and that connection is so much fun. And it's just... I think it brings a lot more energy.
Yeah.
Personally.
All right. And now Doha, you came from Turkey to play, you know, go to college over here and play volleyball. What what made you decide to come over here?
I wanted to get my degree and play volleyball at the same time.
Yeah.
And the United States was the best option for me.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of hard to play volleyball and at the same time get your degree when you're in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
It was like big impact for me too.
Yeah. Ah. And now you transferred to UConn. Was it last year or 2 years ago?
Last year.
Okay. Where did you play first?
I went to Missouri State.
Yeah.
West Plains. It was like JUCO in Missouri. And 2 years later, I came here.
Nice.
I wanted to get another level. So.
Nice. Yep, what was the adjustment like? What was that first year living over here away from home?
Okay. It was so hard.
Yeah.
Being away from your family, like on your own, like you have to handle everything by yourself. It was pretty tough and challenging for me. But like, I will say day by day, I'm like, okay, I got this.
Yes.
I just told myself, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I got this. That was the big part coming in these days and only like by myself.
Right.
And just like I told myself, I can do this. I got it. The big part for me actually was English though. Like I did not know any English when I got here. Like I had to learn. So it was like super like big challenging for me.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. When you came over and started playing volleyball over here, was it a big jump in the, you know, the level of play from back home to the ball you played here?
No, it wasn't. I will say it wasn't.
Okay.
Well, like pretty similar.
Yeah. And now, Emma, what was your path to UConn? What made you pick UConn?
I'm a big culture kid. I love a good environment, good people. And I came on my visit. UConn was actually the last place I visited. I came in on a Saturday and came here and I was like, wow, like this campus is beautiful. Mm-hmm. The environment is awesome. The coaches are amazing. The girls are amazing. I got to see like the girls hanging out outside of volleyball and like they wanted to, like, it wasn't like, oh, let's go hang out, 'cause there's a recruit here and we kind of we love each other. They like genuinely actually wanted to hang out. And when they were dropping me off, they're like, all right. Like they were talking about something that they were going to do later on the next day on Sunday when I was leaving. I was like, wow, like they're even planning to go do things when the recruit's not here.
Yeah.
Like they genuinely want to hang out on and off the court. And they were like, all right, you know, like whatever, this is the time frame. The next week came around, I was like, nope, this is the place. And I was just like, this is home.
Nice. That's awesome. And now for you, you know, coming into, you know, your first year, how was the adjustment to the level of play from what, you know, from club, where, you know, in club, you're playing your age level. Now you're coming into college, you're playing with women who are 18 through 22, 23 maybe, and it's a totally different level.
Yeah, it's definitely a faster game. In like high school, I mean, you look at like the levels of like speed, like high school is pretty slow.
Yeah.
Then club, it gets a little bit faster. And then, I mean, some club teams, you look at the highest level club teams, that they're pretty fast, they're almost like college level fast. But then you get to college, you're like, all right, like this is a whole different ball game. Like it's fast. It's you have a lot more like aggressive swings that you have to like, defense is a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
Service is a little harder, and even like hitting around the blocks who are bigger. And so I think just overall, like it was a level that got higher.
Yeah. Okay. And now as a freshman, what was the toughest thing for you to, you know, to get used to? And let me preface that, because as you know, because volleyball is a fall sport, as a freshman, you're coming in, you have a small window to get used to college, and you're immediately playing within a few weeks.
Yeah. It was definitely nice coming in this summer, because we got to kind of see how everything's going. We got to take a summer class. So we got to be like, okay, this is what a college class is like. I think that was the biggest thing that I was nervous about, was like, you're basically jumping in the deep end. Like you're going to go in, you're going to have your academics.
Mm-hmm.
You're going right in a season where you have to make, you know, you have to perform, you want to go to the Big East tournament, you want to go to NCAA. And then obviously like you're going to want to be meeting new people. So like the social life too, and being able to like balance all three in your first semester of college was definitely like oh man, I was like, mom, dad, can I do it? Like, this is going to be crazy. But coming in the summer and being able to take a class and get to know the girls better, be able to practice, significantly helped.
Yeah.
And just the people that we had here, like Kaylee Parker, was a huge, like, I looked up to her and she, helped me through every step of the way. Like if she saw me struggling, she was the first one to be like, hey, you're good. What's going on? Want to go to lunch? We'll catch up. Which just having her here,
yeah,
helped. And being in the same position as her, like, she was like, hey, try this next time. And I'm like, okay. And I tried it and I'm like, wow, like, I didn't even think to do that.
Yeah.
So just having her helping on and off the court was just awesome. And, you know, yeah.
Excellent. All right. And what advice would you have for another person from Europe, from Turkey, who's thinking about coming over to go to college here in the States and play volleyball?
Okay. I will be so honest with them. I will tell them that it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. But it's like, if you set your mind that, oh, I can do it, I feel like you can do anything and everything. So
yeah.
I will, like, the first thing that I will tell them, you can do it. Just prepare your mindset and it's not going to be easy. Just be ready for everything.
Yeah. All right. So now let's jump into a question KB has. She wants to know, what English slang words did you learn from Taylor?
Okay. KB is being KB. Okay. I do have a lot. I don't want to say like anything bad.
Yeah. No. Emma, Peter's question was, you know, you guys were part of the leadership council, you know, in the spring. How was that? What was that experience like?
It's been awesome. We're reading a book all together and basically taking each chapter in bits and pieces and kind of like meeting up every Friday to talk about it. And just, I think having just the open communication with all of us and like working on being on the same page.
Yeah.
I think that that's just something that we wanted to focus on. And like, what is our standard? What page do we all want to be on? And then being able to like execute what we want to do and what our goals are and, you know, how are we going to achieve them? We can talk all about what we want to do and how we want to win the Big East and go to the NCAA, but we need to figure out what are we going to do to get that and achieve that goal.
Yeah.
It's only so much to talk about it. So it's been awesome and learning so much from Ellen, from Peter, from Lindsay, from these other girls. Like, it's been an awesome experience so far, and I'm excited to learn and grow more.
Nice.
That role.
All right. And Doria, I didn't ask you, what made you choose UConn?
It was the culture.
Yeah.
For sure. I went to a couple of visits to other schools, but I got here and I don't know, you feeling like your feelings are important and mine too.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the feeling that, okay, this is home for me.
Yeah.
I cannot describe it. I don't know, but I just got the feeling. I think the first person that I saw it was Emma. I met with Emma first, so, and she's super cutest one. So I do like the girls too. I do like the coaches. I like the culture. I like the campus. So it was big, big decision for me. And it was best.
Nice. Decision. Emma, knowing what you know now, if you could go back in time and tell Emma, the freshman, have some advice for her, what would you tell her?
You can't be perfect. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fail. But it's all about what you're going to take from that failure. Are you just going to sit and dwell on it, or are you going to take it and, you know, use it as a growing point? That would definitely be something. I think I tried to critique every little thing when all in all, I just had to be like, you know what, mistake,
mm-hmm.
going to move on from it. So that would be something I would tell freshman Emma, just to be like, okay, you're going to make mistakes. You can't, like, nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
So just move on from it.
Okay.
Next ball, forget about it. Instead of thinking about it and trying to really like break every second down of what happened during that.
Yeah. And Doa, you know, from your experiences for that freshman that's coming into school, into UConn next year or going to college, what kind of advice would you have for them?
I will definitely agree with Emma, what she said. And I will add that work hard.
Yeah.
Work super hard and then you are going to get confidence because you are working like you know how you worked hard, and it's gonna like when it comes down to like 24-24, when it comes down to, I don't know, like the last point of the game, you will have a confidence in you that, oh, I already have done this one before. Why not right now?
Yeah. All right. And now, you know, for the last few years, you guys have been here a couple of years and year. We'll start with you first, Emma. What has been your highlight? Looking back, what's been, you know, some of the moments that you look back like, wow, that was a great moment.
There's so many. It's hard to choose from.
Yeah.
I think an overall moment is seeing the growth in myself since freshman year.
Yeah.
I think throughout that, like, there have been so many great moments and so many learning moments. But just, like, I guess looking back at the growth that I've made since freshman year, Emma, to, like, almost junior year, Emma, I'm like, wow, like, you are continuing to growing, and it's like exciting to see like where I'll end up being at graduation, Emma.
Yeah.
Who I'm going to be and, you know, what, where I'm going to be at. So that's definitely been like a highlight, has been seeing my growth throughout everything. And I think even, I guess I didn't really think about it much until you asked this question, like you can't really see growth day by day.
Right.
Looking back at like almost 2 years, it's like, wow, like I have grown significantly, and not only in volleyball, but in life. Like there's so many life lessons that being a part of a team and being part of something bigger than yourself teaches you. And, you know, the life lessons these girls teach all like each other. The coaches teach us. Yeah.
And Doa, what is your, you know, highlight since coming to, you know, to UConn?
I will say being on my own.
Yeah.
Like, far away from my family, I have to figure out everything by myself. Of course, like I have my teammates, I have my coaches, but you sometimes cannot share everything with each other. So figuring that part out, I think it was my big highlights. It's not about volleyball, but it's a big effect in my life. That's my opinion. Yeah. But for volleyball, the growth that I made for sure, like understanding the game so much better. Like be patient, be confident in myself. So that was, that was a big part.
All right. And now what is, go ahead.
I also say a highlight is meeting my lifelong best friend that I will be friends with forever, and I will be in my wedding. So that has been awesome.
All right. No wedding plans right now though, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
So this is not like, you know, new shock look. Right here. You know, mom and dad are going to see this like, okay.
Hey.
Yes. No, not happening. All right. So.
Not happening.
And now before the first practice, you know, what kind of team building is done like for you guys all to get together and meet?
So we come in early in the summer. We come in around like July-ish. And obviously preseason doesn't start till August. We basically have a full month of team bonding on the weekends. We do open gyms throughout the week, so we're able to get touches. But then, like, we also, like I said, like, do team bonding on the weekend. So whether it's like, okay, we'll go to a dinner, or we've gone mini golfing, we've gone to the beach together. I think just doing things outside of the dorms, kind of creating what's our relationship away from school?
Yeah.
Like, how can we get to know each other away from, okay, you're a volleyball player, and so am I. Away from that. And especially that's when like all the newbies come in. And so like being able to do fun activities with them and getting to know them better and them getting to know us better, that's definitely a way that we get to know each other more. And then, I mean, the open gyms and lifts helping us prepare physically.
Yeah.
And also mentally for what preseason is going to bring and, you know, how we can compete during a conference.
Yeah. And now, you know, this past season was your first year with your own volleyball center. How was that? How exciting was that?
Okay, then.
No, you go this
time. It was super cool. Like having your own facility, like you can come in whenever you want. You don't have to worry about basketball. Love them, but, you know, it was super fun and super cool, actually.
Yeah.
Having your own facility, yeah.
I think like Doa mentioned, like being able to just come in whenever, like we've come in on the weekends just to, you know, whether it's just get a few serves in or play three, or even just like hang out, you'll see a bunch of us just hanging out in the lounge or even on the court. Like, we'll just be sitting on the court listening to music. The nets are always up.
Yeah.
The balls are always out. Like, it's just, it's nice to have the own place and be able to just come whenever.
Yeah.
Have to work around like other schedules.
Yeah. So this upcoming Friday is going to be your first time playing in Gamble then?
Yes. Yes, it is going to be. I'm super excited, actually.
Yeah. And now, Emma, you played there last year. Is it going to be much of an adjustment to go back and play in that sort of big open space?
I think it's definitely going to be crazy. Like, different. Just because, like you said, like going from the UVC and even just like having the Terraflex.
Yeah.
And then going from the Terraflex to the wood.
Yeah.
It's going to be different. It's going to be wild. It'll be fun. It'll be fun to like remember, you know, freshman year. Like, it's going to bring back so many memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it feel kind of empty though? Because it's just, it's so big and you're playing, you know, you have fans there, but it's just, you know, unlike, you know, the volleyball center, you guys, you know, when the fans are there, you hear them and it's the energy level seems, you can feel it.
Yeah. It's definitely not, it doesn't feel as packed.
Yeah.
Like when we're at the UBC, we're like, holy cow. Like you said, the fans are on the court with you.
Right.
But you also, something about Gamble is like, you kind of just get like lost in the game.
Yeah.
You just are kind of so focused that you don't really see it. But you definitely can't hear the fans as much.
Yeah.
Like, they don't, you can't really hear them yelling as much where you can in the UVC.
Right.
Just because it's a smaller area. And so, you know, it rises the level.
Yeah.
Which, bigger area, Gamble, not as many people.
Right.
It seems, but
yeah.
Still, you still just get lost in the game, and just playing in Gamble is so fun.
It is, yeah. It's got to be a blast. And now, yeah. You know, for both of you, what was the best road trip this past year?
It was Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes.
Cincinnati, okay, right?
Yeah.
We went to Butler first.
Yep.
Which is Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And went to Xavier, which is Cincinnati. I like that trip.
Yeah. Now, when you're going on a road trip, do you prefer the road trips that you're flying somewhere or the bus trips?
I do like flying, so I will take the flying part, but Emma has an issue.
Oh.
So I actually get motion sickness.
Oh, no.
So I love flying because cars do not make me feel good.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, something about the bus trips, like, we're constantly, like, laughing, playing music.
Yeah.
Like, because you can do that. It's just you guys on the bus. So that is really fun, but flying is definitely easier on my stomach.
All right. And, you know, do they let you pick your country music for on the bus?
Oh, so I'm actually not allowed to touch aux.
She is not allowed to.
The only time I get it is on my birthday.
Okay.
That's only because our, that's like a rule. That's our team rule.
Yeah.
That on your birthday, you play your music. So other than that, no.
Oh, no.
Really sad. It's really sad.
You know, now that you guys are in sort of the winter season, what does the week look like for you guys? Do you guys, how many times do you guys get to practice, you know, with coach, without coach?
We do have lifts and practice during the spring. We do have Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday lift. Monday and Thursday is in the morning and Tuesday after practice. And we basically do have practice every day besides weekends and Wednesday.
Okay.
And Fridays is just a practice, and after the practice, just like kind of conditioning stuff. But it's our spring schedule.
Okay. Doa, what are you working on right now from, you know, trying to improve from a skill set? You know, are you trying to work on your serve right now, do something with your serve, or more setter mechanics?
I am actually working on my blocking right now. With that, I am trying to work on, like, when setter gets the first ball, how can we make it more, like, predictable, maybe? Like, how can I set the first ball to my outsider?
Yeah.
Taking the first ball, you know, getting the first ball, just set it quickly to Emma, for example. I'm, like, working on that connection right now. And we have two freshmen coming in. Like, they just came in for the spring, so I'm just getting used to their connection too.
Mm-hmm.
just being a setter.
All right. And Emma, what are you working on right now, you know, in the spring season?
Definitely working up on my shots, being able to hit more of a variety of shots when I'm going up and seeing more of the court, and being able to place it there, just so I can become like less predictable.
Yeah.
Here. And then in the backcourt, just working on my serve receive. I feel like that's always something that can be, you know, toned in on, and making sure that I'm not popping up, or being able to use my feet and get to the ball fast and then make my angle. So
now you were just talking about, you know, the new players coming into spring. So these are freshmen that didn't play in fall, and now they're getting sort of their feet wet at, you know, this time of year. How is that adjustment?
I think it's awesome. Like, just getting them here early, and being able to just like them be a part of what we do in the spring, and being able to like adjust the game, because obviously an adjustment, and being able to get to know them before the season has been awesome. And like getting them to feel comfortable with us, and, you know, being at college, and just getting used to it. I mean, I think it's been awesome, and it's been so much fun, like getting to know them and becoming friends with them, off the court as well as obviously on the court.
Yeah,
it's been so much fun.
Yeah, definitely agree. And Emma said earlier, the club volleyball and the college volleyball is totally different level.
Yeah.
I talked to one of them, and they were like, I am so glad that I came during the spring, because the ball is super fast.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like hard to adjust for that like level of volleyball coming from high school.
Yeah.
So I bet it's pretty good for them.
And now... Now, back home in Turkey, when you know, you're playing over there and you came here, was it a you know, do they play the game any differently? Like, you know, from your, like here, the hitters are calling out, you know, everybody's calling out what they want. You know, back home, are you telling them what you're setting them, or is it, you know, much of a different over there?
Yes. A different is kind of the ball is the same, like it's fast. It depends on where you play too, actually, but it's usually fast. But we don't talk a lot. Like, okay, we do, but they are not like calling the, what they said they want.
Yeah.
And they are not calling that much.
Yeah.
Here, it was like big adjustment that I had to make when I got here.
Mm-hmm.
To communicate with them, they have to communicate with me throughout the ball all the time. Yeah, it was a big difference probably for me. As a setter, I tell them like what we are going to run.
Yeah.
At the same time, sometimes we have to adjust that call too. Like,
Something
like rib, for example, but the pass isn't there. So we have to adjust at that moment. So she's immediately calling and letting me know that she is going like, for example, like high ball.
Yeah.
Higher ball than the fastball. So
yeah.
So we are making that adjustment. But I call them. So yes. I call the play.
And now, you know, over the year, you know, is there any certain games you guys look forward to, or any certain nights of the year that like, okay, like senior night is special, anything, you know, in what do you guys look forward to?
I think the first game is always fun. It's finally being able to put all of that work that you've done in the preseason, in the summer, and all of it, like finally seeing it be put in a game.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there's always like such an excitement around that. And it's like, that's the start of season. Like that's when everything starts kicking in. So that's definitely a really fun, I would say, night.
Mm-hmm.
No, I do agree. I do agree. First game ever and first maybe biggest tournament too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If a high school player is, you know, wants to play college ball, what kind of advice do you have for them to, you know, what do they need to be ready to do?
I would say reaching out consistently. I know throughout the process, like the amount of emails that the coaches get is so many. So doing it like on a regular schedule, whether it's like, okay, maybe once every 2 weeks, I'm going to send an update.
Yeah.
And just like keep putting your name at the top of their email list. Cause then eventually they're going to be like, all right, this girl keeps emailing me. Let's just see what she's about.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to check it in. But just sending like one email, like it can get lost with all of the other emails that are coming in. So definitely being just consistently reach out more and more and just keep reaching out. Just send a mass, like, here's even a fun update. About whatever happens, like, hey, this is my favorite football team, and they finally got a win. Here's a fun picture of me in a jersey, or, hey, I found a really cool drill today that, you know, I made up in my backyard. Here's just a fun way of, you know, passing, or I did like a pass set hit against like a bounce back, or just like fun things to show your personality too. Cause they get a lot of emails. So definitely like share your personality through the email and be like, hey, like I'm more than just somebody in your emails. Like, this is who I am. Yeah.
Yeah, I do agree.
Okay. Doa, what makes UConn special? Why would they want to come to UConn to play volleyball?
Being at like a sports school and at the same time academic school. Like we have a good academic school. I didn't know that when I got here. I learned my lesson. It's pretty cool, actually. But at the same time, being like huge basketball school, like football, volleyball, like track and field, everything. So that makes UConn special. And our campus is beautiful too.
Yes.
Like so nice.
And Emma, what, in your opinion, what, you know, a high school kid is thinking about coming to UConn, why should they come to UConn?
I agree with Doa. Like, just being a academic and athletic school is awesome. Like, you get the best of both worlds. And even like the athletic community here, like there's never a doubt in my mind that we aren't supported, cared for, and we're more than just athletes. Like, we're people, and they want us to see us succeed past UConn, and they want to help us with that. Like, they connect us with alumni. The alumni are always like asking, hey, do you want to talk? You know, how can I help you? And then even just the resources that we have here, whether it's through injuries, or even just like prehab, just are awesome. Like, and even SAS, which helps us with like, if you need a tutor for something, like you are more than welcome to get whatever tutor you need. They're just always there to help you succeed, which is just something that's awesome about UConn.
All right. Okay, Emma, you'll answer this one first. What has been the toughest thing about being a Division I athlete and going to school at the same time?
I think it's always like making the time for each, and being able to fit in the time. Like, a lot of different classes, especially when you start going into your major classes, you have to do a lot of things out of school.
Yeah.
And that can be a struggle, like conflicting with practice time and, you know, what you have to give obviously to the volleyball piece. Like, I know recently, I can even bring a recent example. I'm taking a business law class and we have to go to court cases, but the court hours are 9 to 5 and they're only during the weekdays and not on weekends. And that's hard with my practice schedule, which is 1 to 4. And then all our classes are in the morning. So being able to have to like figure out, okay, this is an assignment that I have to do out of class. So it's it's not during my allotted academic time.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, I have an hour and a half off here. How can I make that work? How can I go and get that done? So I think just being able to manage everything and working on not everything's going to fit into the allotted time that's given. Yeah. Like, you're going to have to move things around, or sometimes we'll have something outside of volleyball, outside of our time that we have to do, that you're going to have to somehow, you know, wiggle in some time for.
So. Yeah. And Doa?
Time management. Like, school work and volleyball, it's totally different. Of course, like, our coaches are so adaptable for our classes. It's not like hard to do, but it takes time to understand how can you manage that time that you have.
I think obviously the hardest part is also like making time for yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's what I feel like Doa was saying, it's not super hard with the academics and the volleyball, because I feel like you've been doing that a lot, like through whether it was high school, and obviously college is way more difficult than high school, but it's a similar like concept. It's more like making time for friends, and then also like making time for yourself. Like, when can I just relax?
Yeah.
Not have to do anything. And I feel like that's sometimes gets lost. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, wow, like I haven't watched a show and just sat there and like laid in bed and couldn't even tell you. So it's making that time that's like needed me time.
Who's the joker? Who's the one that there's a tense moment and you know, you need the mood lightened? Who's the one that's going to do that?
It's TV.
Yeah.
You know, I hear her so many times. She is a character, it sounds like.
She is funny. Yeah. Yeah. You like when we are like stressed or we are like thinking too much, she always like steps up and guys and like say something. And it's just so funny. And we all laugh. No, it's for sure. It's TV.
All right. And now Emma, what is a practice or what is a drill or something in practice that you hate doing? What is the one drill that you're just like, oh, we're doing this?
Should we say it at the same time?
Oh, yo, so you guys, this is a
3, 2, 1. Stoplight.
Now, what is stoplight?
Okay, there's two versions of it. I think the whole team is in unison that we just
hate that.
Yeah, the drill is just so the first one is you have to be like, you have to hit it over 4 times in a row, mm-hmm. but it has to be cooperative. And then you get like a green light. And then when it's green light, you're able to like destroy the ball.
Yeah.
Get the point. And it's a game to 5. So it's basically 5 balls for 1 point. But the problem is it restarts every time you don't get the cooperative. So like if you end up killing the ball on the 3rd try, then you have to restart all 4 again. So it just becomes a very long drill. And at the end, we're all like,
Yeah.
It's a great drill and we need it. We just
hate it.
Doing it. And then the other stoplight drill is, it's like, is it 6 rounds of 9 balls?
Yes.
It's 6 rounds of 9 balls. And that's like a set.
Oh, okay.
That's your drill. And you have like a red serve receive, which is like your green light. And then you have like a yellow light, which is like, okay, it's an out of system set. And then a red light, you just have to get the ball over. And you have to like try to win the 9 points in each one. And we haven't been able to do it yet. So I think that's like our,
That's the one.
Yeah. Top two.
All right. And now, you know, when it comes to summer, what happens in summer? Do you guys have, you know, you guys got to do some, you know, weightlifting or sort of, are you allowed to play beach? What's, you know, what's your summers look like?
Summer is fun. Summer, we do have like 3 or 4 days of lifting, mm-hmm. like conditioning lifting. And we do have open gyms.
Yeah.
Like coaches cannot be with us. So we just like put on, okay, like 1 to 3, it's open gym. And if everybody's schedule is like fitting mm-hmm. with that, we are trying to actually like fit everybody's schedule to open gym.
Yeah.
So everybody can come, because we do have a couple of classes that we are taking. But summer is just like super fun. You are off during the weekends and you start on Monday, finish with Friday. Friday workouts are tough all the time, mm-hmm. as always.
Fun Friday.
Yeah, we call that Fun Friday. But Monday through Thursday is just lifting and practices.
And now for summer, are you going back home to Turkey or do you spend the summer in?
I am going back to Turkey. I already bought my flight. I am going back May 10th.
Yeah. And now when you go back home, what's the first thing you're going to do? What are you looking forward to the most when you go home?
Eat Turkish food first. And just see my family, of course. Eat Turkish food. Drink different water. Our water they all different. Like the taste are here at Turkey. And yeah, just like eating, drinking, and seeing like my family and friends. The first thing that I do is sleeping.
Yeah. And actually, that leads me to a question Peter had for you. He said he wants to know, he said to ask you about Turkish food and the differences from here and back home.
Like for food?
Yeah, for food.
The food part is pretty challenging for me. I feel like, no offense, American food is pretty fast food. Like,
mm-hmm. Yes.
But back home, I don't know if you know that like kebab is a kind of like chicken, beef, meats and stuff. It's just more home food than mm-hmm. I'm used to. So it's the big difference. I think American food are fast food. So.
Yep. All right. And Emma, when it comes to summer, you know, what do you look forward to the most getting back home?
I would say spending time with my family and my friends from home. We have a local lake nearby that you can just like hang out on the beach by. And so like, I love going there with my friends. That's just a fun, you know, we'll do like kayaking and we all love the water. So we'll just be like swimming for hours, which is really fun. And home cooked meals.
Yeah. And what is your home cooked meal you look forward to having?
I don't have a specific one. We're a big like crock pot family.
Yeah.
So my mom just puts a bunch of like veggies and rice and some sort of meat in and just, you know, it sits there all day and cook, and then it's just delicious.
Yeah. And now, you know, when you guys aren't in class, you're not doing anything volleyball, what do you guys like to do?
Getting okay, I will start. I do like getting extra reps. So I usually go and get some extra reps. If I'm not doing that, I will like to rest. Just like rest, watching some films and TV shows, just hanging out with them. Like we go out dinner sometimes and go get ice cream. Yeah, this kind of stuff.
All right. And Emma?
I would say I was going to add on like hanging out with each other.
Yeah.
I feel like you never see us alone. Like we're always like walking together. It's funny because everyone's like, oh, there's the volleyball team. No one's ever walking alone. I would say definitely hang out with each other. Yeah. I feel like so when like practice ends, we're like, all right, what's everyone doing?
Yeah.
Who wants to get food at 6:30?
Yeah.
Going all in? All right, see you at the dining hall.
Yeah, we do.
So yeah.
And now also in the summertime, last summer, my daughter did a camp and a bunch of, Peter, Ellen, were you part of that too, Emma?
Yes.
Is that something you look forward to and enjoy?
Yes. Yeah. We enjoy doing it. Yeah. It's just fun to like be able to connect with the girls. And I don't know. I know like when I was younger, like I loved being a part of that. And I just loved being able to meet the girls. And I don't know. It just felt so cool being like, wow, like I just got to meet a college player.
Yeah.
And how much like they gave to me, and like that inspires me to want to give back to like the next generation.
Yeah.
I know how impactful it was for me. So I always look forward to doing it.
Yeah, I agree. I just like helping the little girls.
Yeah. And I didn't even ask. So what are you both studying? What do you want to do when you finish university?
I do study economy, sustainable development, and management. Mm-hmm. I do want to play pro when I'm on with the school. Yeah.
Nice. Emma?
Business marketing and then a minor in management. And I also would love to play pro if I have the opportunity after college.
Excellent. Well, we now have a women's pro league here that just started. You also have all the pro leagues back home in Turkey and Europe and whatnot too.
Yeah, we are going to Turkey.
You're taking Emma with you, aren't you?
Yeah, she likes to come to Turkey.
Yes. I don't know if she's taking me. It's more like I'm like sneaking into her suitcase and like I'm going either way. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, hey, you guys both survived the podcast. I can't thank you enough for doing this. Yes. But before you go, though, I got to ask you guys to, recommend somebody in your volleyball circle that should come on and share their story.
I think you can get Bella.
Okay. All right. We'll get Bella.
Bella, if you want to get two, Bella and Grace.
Bella and Grace? Now, do I have to get them both at the same time, too?
You don't have to, but it
would be fun.
It will be fun? All right. Yeah. There we go.
They're roommates, and they're very, goofy and fun.
Yeah.
Also very hard workers. So they'd be a fun one to have, together.
All right. Well, let them know. I'm going to reach out to them, and we'll get them on.